Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that, it's the persuaders of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Let me just figure this out here. If we haven't talked to you guys since Monday afternoon, that means we haven't chatted about the Jurgen Klopp, Roy Keane takedown on Sky Sports, because that was Monday night. I have that right, Murph, don't I?
Yeah,
that's
right, Owen. It seems like a shorter time period than that, but there we are. You're right.
See, this is the kind of stuff that the non-World Service members miss out on. Ken had a very interesting theory. I mean, you know, bonkers, but interesting.
Obviously bonkers, but...
I can't really remember all of it. It was something along the lines of this being a cry for attention by Jurgen Klopp because his team just isn't getting the acclaim for their dominant football that they would be if the stadia were heaving with fans. Something like that. Anyway, it led to this.
Usually a team that's that good or plays that well in a match like last night has 50,000 people hero worshipping them. And like whatever people say, that is actually a big part of football. And it's a big part of the motivation for a lot of players. You know, I mean, of course, how could it not be? You know, you've got all these people sort of watching you, appreciating the good things you do, judging you and condemning you for the bad things. It does sort of, you know... focus the mind a little bit on the task. And right now at the moment, they're being asked to do it just for the sort of professional pride. I mean, they're involved in the competition. They're still getting paid lots of money, you know, but it is a weird situation to sort of maintain those sorts of levels, to maintain the kind of intensity, you know, because they're a bit like sort of Team Foxcatcher or something now, like, you know, just like this highly salaried group in this isolated environment, you know, being asked to just deliver like absolute peak performance. And, you know, which I suppose makes Klopp John DuPont, so maybe we should abandon this.
That's a bad, yeah. Yeah, best, I think Ken is right, best to finish that one there. Klopp just wants to be loved, Murph. He's not getting the love. He's not able to feed off the live crowd. So instead, he will feed off the carcass of Roy Keane. I think that's the theory. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was more that Jurgen Klopp's players weren't feeling the love, so that he felt that he had to step into the breach and shower them with the love that they would otherwise have received from a full Anfield. I think that was it. But again, you know, we're speculating on something that is essentially unknowable. That is the brain of Ken Early.
True. Speaking of being loved, there was a lot of that going around for Kobe Bryant when the NBA legend died in January this year. But there's a new book by Jeff Perlman just come out called Three Ring Circus about the Lakers of the early Kobe Bryant era. So it was when Kobe came on the scene and Shaq had been signed at the same time. And in those years, in the first sort of 8 years of Kobe's career that he's covered in that are covered in this book, there is a nasty enough side to him. I mean, it's not a very flattering portrait. I had a really good chat with Jeff Perlman about this and about what happened when Kobe died in terms of the book. Did it affect what he was putting in there? Did he try to soften any of the anecdotes? And he said, no, it was what it was. It was a period of time. And that's how people told him that Kobe was at that stage. So hence the book is full of anecdotes like this one.
They'd have a team paintball day, like a bonding between players. And at the end, they bring an ice cream truck. And it pulls up and the players can have whatever ice creams they want. And Kobe... he just wasn't great to sort of rookies, free agents, guys he didn't need to be that nice to. And there was one guy who was a nobody center named Peter Cornell, I think, from Loyola Marymount. And Kobe goes, pushes him in the back of the head and says, yo, Rook, you better be getting me my ice cream. And the guy wasn't even a rookie. That's the thing. He was just in camp. And he's, all right. Well, he starts shuffling over to get his ice cream. Yo, Rook, why aren't you running? All right. Starts running. And I think Shaq saw this going down, and he's just like, Kobe, you know, cut the crap. And there was another time when there's a guy named Eric Chenoweth, who was a rookie, who was a free agent out of Kansas, but not a rookie also. And they're at camp one day, and Kobe, Rook, get me my Gatorade. All right. Yo, Rook, you know I don't like, you know, Rook, you know I need a large Gatorade, not a small Gatorade. Go back and get me the large. All right. Yo, Rook, I like blue Gatorade, not red. Go back and get me a blue. And again, Shaq is standing there, and Shaq goes, yo, Kobe, chill out. With a curse in there. I didn't use a curse. Chill the F out. Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, there was a guy named Paul Shirley I interviewed who played at Iowa State, who was in camp with the Lakers in 03. And he told me, Kobe, you know, he's going in. He's like, Paul Shirley has almost no chance of making this team. He's the last guy in camp. And one day he goes in for a layup. Kobe comes from behind, smacks it out of the air, and just Paul Shirley falls to the ground. And Kobe stands above him, pointing at his genitalia, you know, talking about this and that. And Paul Shirley said to me, the guy was just an effing psychopath. He said he was like someone writing a script to his own movie.
Yeah, we had a great chat about that kind of stuff with Jeff Perlman on the World Service this week. Always good to have Jeff on. He's written a few fantastic American sports books. What else have we got here? The game that changed my life. How could I forget Pat Lam? He was on Tuesday talking about playing for then Western Samoa in shocking the world, except not really shocking anyone in the team, when Western Samoa beat Wales in the 1991 World Cup and ended up getting into the knockout stages, a feat they emulated, I think, in 99 as well. Really, really good chat with Pat Lam about how the success of that Samoan team was really lifted the psyche of a nation, and even more so people like him who had grown up in the Samoan community in New Zealand really started believing that they could get more out of themselves and were more to the point looked upon as a group of people who were deserving of more respect than perhaps they have been getting to that point. But he also had a great story about pitching up to the west coast of Ireland to coach Connacht.
I found the Irish real tough. And, you know, maybe tactically at that stage, maybe not the best, but certainly tough. And when I came, ended up obviously coaching with Connacht. You know, I have this thing, I have a coaching team. As a coach, I have this pat session where I try to break the players as best as I can. And when I was at Connacht, but I couldn't break them. It didn't surprise me. It just reinforced that the Irish are extremely tough.
How do you try? Do you want to go into detail as to how you try to break these men down?
Well, I have there's things that I do in a training that you know that they got to do that I just sometimes it is fatigue, it is nonstop. It's there's certain drills that I do, and it's fair to say when in New Zealand I could do it quite well. When I got up to here, these guys could keep going and going. It ends the session, ends up being close to 3 hours. And these guys kept going. So I found after my first year, Connor didn't have to do that drill anymore. I knew they were tough. I just had to get them more skillful and on the same page. I didn't have to worry about mental toughness. And in that sense, I just needed to, you know, let's improve the skill set.
Oh, hardy men of the West, yeah. Murph.
Well, you have to
John
tell
Muldoon.
Me
John Muldoon, you will not break me. Muldoon's like, mate, you can do this for 6 hours if you want. It's just, we don't get broken.
Yeah, listen, I'm from Portumna, mate. You know, it's like you just don't know. You're meeting a totally different breed now. We are many miles from civilization, Pat.
Yeah,
there's no breaking us.
Oh, dear. Great stuff from Pat Lam. You can sign up to hear that interview in full and to hear our Premier League coverage and everything else that goes on in the World Service, as well as access to every interview we've ever done on the World Service, and just to feel good about supporting independent, member-led journalism. How many more reasons do you need? I've given you plenty there.
One of the above is perfect, I'm sure, but when you combine them all together, it's an unimpeachable argument.
It's the start of the month as well. Always a great time to sign up to get full value for your fibre month plus VAT for October. And as I said, you can go back and listen to September or whatever else you want to do. So you can do that now. secondcaptains.com/join. Thanks, Ciarán.
Thank you, Owen.
Thanks, everybody.
Joe Kenny goes back to take the line ball. It's on the verge. It's on the verge for Galway. Joe Kenny with the line ball. Back outside his own 45-yard line. It's all over. Mick Kelly back in 1923, Joe Connolly in 1980. Connor is the man to my left in 87 and 88 with the captains. But David Burke is going to captain Galway to the fifth All-Ireland crown. We think of Tony Keeney. We think of Joe McDonagh. We think of Niall Donoghue. We think of Michael Corcoran. We think of every great hurling person that has left us in the massive, massive time of 29 years. Connor is, I don't mind in admitting it, there's a fair few tears in the eyes. This is absolutely magic. Brilliant, Sean. I just saw her.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.